I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Time now for your latest news update. Today is Monday, October 25th. On Sunday evening, the Missouri Ozarks was home to multiple severe thunderstorm warnings and two tornado warnings in Shannon and Douglas counties. ECNN was live on the air to bring these warnings when they broke. The North Arkansas Electric and Hal Oregon Electric cooperatives did experience some power outages Sunday evening, but according to both outage viewers on the cooperatives' websites, there are no current major outages. While only minor damage was reported with these storms, the eastern portion of Missouri experienced strong tornadoes causing significant damage. So far, authorities confirm a tornado touchdown near Farmington, Missouri, and the county's EMA says no one was seriously injured, but significant structural damage did occur. Another town in St. Genevieve County, St. Mary, was damaged by Sunday's storm, causing significant damage and power outages. The Sharp County Sheriff's Office tells me they have located a man who went missing 2 days ago. Scott Rose with the Sheriff's Office tells me that he was found deceased not far from his residence near Griffin Road near Hardy in the woods. It appears the man died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Sheriff's Office has now opened an investigation into the incident and a name is yet to be released. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is reporting multiple arrests from Sunday. Arrest records state that 23-year-old Nathan Withnell of Hartville, Missouri, was arrested on charges of felony possession of methamphetamine, felony first-degree tampering with a motor vehicle, driving while revoked, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, and no license plate lamp. Withnell was taken to the Wright County Jail and was placed on a 24-hour hold. Another Hartville, Missouri man was arrested by the Highway Patrol on Sunday. According to arrest records, 20-year-old Dakota Lyles faces charges for a felony Wright County probation violation warrant, felony warrant for probation absconder, felony possession of methamphetamine, felony second-degree tampering with a motor vehicle, and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. Lyles was taken to the Wright County Jail and was placed on no bond. Finally, a man from Willow Springs was arrested in Howe County on Sunday. Arrest records state that 48-year-old Chad Green was arrested on charges of felony possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, misdemeanor possession of fewer than 10 grams of marijuana, misdemeanor driving while revoked, no insurance, no registration, no seatbelt, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Green was released on the scene. A Sunday afternoon crash in Douglas County sent one person to the hospital. Crash reports state that a 1992 Ford Ranger driven by 59-year-old Ernest McAfee of Mountain Grove was traveling westbound on Highway 14, 10 miles east of Ava, when the Ranger traveled off the left side of the roadway, struck a tree, then caught on fire. McAfee reportedly had moderate injuries after the crash and was taken by ambulance to the airport and was then airlifted to Cox South in Springfield. Medical marijuana sales in the state of Arkansas have now passed 60,000 pounds. After the first dispensary opened in May of 2019, $428 million was spent purchasing 63,815 pounds of medical marijuana. There are a total of 37 dispensaries across the state of Arkansas, and at least 19 of those have sold over 1,000 pounds. Since Spring River Dispensary in Hardy opened on January 7th, the company has sold 579.27 pounds of medical marijuana, almost 76 pounds sold in September. Another area dispensary, Plant Family Therapeutics in Mountain Home, has sold 3,638.63 pounds of medical marijuana since opening its doors in February of 2020. PFT sold 209.76 pounds in September alone. The two taxes in the state of Arkansas that apply to medical marijuana have generated nearly $50 million since the middle of 2019. Of that amount, $25 million has been collected in 2021. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services reported 1,397 new cases of COVID-19 on Sunday. While the state does not report recoveries, one additional death was reported. The Arkansas Department of Health reports 246 new cases of COVID-19 from Sunday. Active cases in the state continue their fall downward, dropping by 210 yesterday alone. Hospitalizations increased by 5, bringing the total number to 391. Ventilator use is down across the state, dropping by 4 on Sunday. An additional 14 people have died due to COVID-19. For the latest on the virus and our interactive county-by-county map, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Winter weather advisories are just around the corner here in southern Missouri, and MoDOT says it's shorthanded several hundred employees. The Department of Transportation has been breaking a new record that is nothing to boast about, saying that more than 70 employees have been leaving every month since April. MoDOT held its annual winter operations drill Thursday, preparing its employees for winter weather response through a simulated forecast of significant snow for the state of Missouri. The drill also included activating the state's emergency operation centers, deploying maintenance employees, and testing emergency communication systems with a low count of employees to start the winter season. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is facing calls to get the state's Cybersecurity Commission off the ground after it was created by the state's legislature earlier this year. Missouri News Service's Lily Bulkey has the latest.
This month, a St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter exposed a major flaw in the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education's website that, before it was resolved, had put hundreds of thousands of educators' personal information at risk. State Representative Ashley Ani of Kansas City says Missouri needs to beef up its cybersecurity. She notes the new commission is meant to identify vulnerabilities and recommend solutions, but the governor has yet to appoint any commissioners.
What I believe needs to happen in Missouri to allow for more transparency into the state of our cybersecurity program is for this commission to be filled and for them to get to work and start advising the governor on what needs to be done.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and experts recommend multi-factor verification for all accounts and devices, creating unique passwords, and only using sites that begin with HTTPS when online shopping or banking. I'm Lily Bulkey reporting.
After learning of the problem, the Post-Dispatch alerted the Department of Education, which promptly took its pages down. When the story broke, Governor Parson announced a criminal investigation, saying the reporter was trying to expose state information. But lawmakers, including Ahn and members of the governor's Republican Party, have defended the reporting, saying it is important that the problem was identified and solved.
Over 100,000 Social Security numbers were potentially exposed, and that's just a drop in the bucket. So as a state, cybersecurity absolutely has to be a priority in terms of where we spend our money and where we spend our efforts.
She adds insecure data not only threatens individual Missourians, but it can also hurt the taxpayers' pockets, since preventing breaches is less expensive and more efficient than resolving cyber threats after they happen. I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google Smart Speakers, the all-new ECNN News app, and more. We're everywhere. You need us. Remember, when buying or selling something on the internet, always meet the buyer or seller in a public place with other people around. At eCommunications, we care.